Are you guys ready to do this thing?
Hell yeah.
I'm going to fuck you guys up.
That's very exciting.
Hello and welcome to the award-winning Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. What the? But graciously assert your own. Do you know what? I just noticed on this sheet that we have the notes from when...
No, that's that line. I
Yeah, just that line. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the internet? From the internet presence?
Yours is different.
I told you.
Mine's the same.
Right. You know Heather...
Take three.
You know Heather from the inner tubes and from our other hit podcast, Skeptically Yours. You can find links to our guests' websites, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in the live chat moderated by the author of the well-known blog, Hit and Miss, Joe Swam, go to ardentatheist.com/live and chat us up right now.
That's right, and please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, write a review, help us get in the top 10, or you can go to Ustream and subscribe to our podcast as well, or go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium
content
for it's ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now or I'll cut a Jew.
Whoa. Why are you always so violent?
I didn't say which one.
Wait. What does that have to do with you generally being violent?
What does cutting a Jew have to do with you?
You're right. Go ahead.
We only have two rules on the show. Rule number one, guests may plug anything they want. We're not hypocrites. Go subscribe.
And rule number two, if your listener has ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. This show has no restrictions on language or
content,
and certainly has nothing for you, you onion-bashing cunts. We're coming to you live from the second floor of the fabulous John Lovitz Comedy Club on the GoCast Network, high atop the hill of Universal City Walk in sunny Universal City, California. In the Universal City tonight, we have Gary Shapiro and Vic Cohen. You know these guys from Jubiz. I got a spit take on that.
So I don't know what happened with that spit.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
That was a great intro.
That was like almost professional, you guys. Congratulations.
Thanks. If I opened my version of the document and it came up, wrong one. Yeah,
that was impressive. Week. I definitely want to listen to this show.
Did I say document? We don't work off a document. That's all improvised.
We read each other's minds
as well.
Gary, thanks for coming back.
My pleasure.
Last time you were here, I was pretty sure it'd never happen again.
No. I always love being here with you and talking about everything.
Is that sarcastic?
No. I'll let you know.
BJ Kramer called me, and he said, I got to get on that show. I'm not going to let that motherfucker lie again. And our phones are not working up to snuff today, right now.
Yet.
We've had a stumble on the operation of the phones. So rather than get him in...
I will do my best to critique myself on BJ's behalf.
See, that's what I like about you Jews.
And please send him my best, of course.
I will.
If he's listening
indeed.
Now.
Right. Well, thank you so much
and
for being
Vic,
here.
And Vic, let's say hi,
too. Vic Cohen, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey. Thank you.
I met Vic when I went down to do Drew... What's Drew's last name?
Drew Marks. How can you forget that?
I know. We used him in a bit. I remember getting doing Drew Marks' show, walked in, sat across from you.
Yes.
It was so much fun. The minute he found out that we're polyamorous, the first thing he said was, so can I go out with Heather?
Yeah, well, she's beautiful.
You weren't fucking around, man.
It's
you
were beautiful. It's any intelligent man's first question. Really.
I'm surprised you brought me in here. I thought I angered you, and I didn't mean to.
You're an insecure man, Vic. That's why I brought
you in
here. Because insecurity breeds hilarity, my friend.
I am.
Here comes funny jujus.
I couldn't find another Jew to be on the show.
Really, in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
What the hell's that about?
Hello?
Yeah, we're the only two
Hello?
Left.
Oh, I forgot. You're not a Jew.
I'm an atheist.
Yeah, no kidding. We get a letter every once in a while. She calls herself half Jewish and half black because...
I'm a jig-a-Jew.
Because she was raised by a mom who was a Jewish woman who actually didn't believe the Jewish faith, for the record.
You're Jewish.
She was a Jew for Jesus lady, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
One of those. And then her dad is, he's a Negro.
That reminds me of an offensive joke Rick Overton and I did right when Obama was elected.
Oh, yeah?
He and I were doing a duet at a very well-known Spanish restaurant in the Los Feliz type area.
I know the area.
Exactly.
El Cid?
Exactly.
Okay, we can say it.
All right. And I was on stage, and Obama had just been elected, and I said how wonderful it was, how very exciting to be living in a time when we can celebrate having our first Hispanic president. And Rick goes, you mean black? And I go, what? And he goes, you mean Obama? He's black. And I said, well, I thought that Obama was half black? And Rick said, well, yes, but that also makes him half white. And I said, isn't that how you make a Hispanic? We have not been asked back.
You have, you're not missing anything.
Just FYI.
Did that, now, was it crickets or did they laugh?
No, there was a good helping of both, I think, at that point.
Right.
It was new. You weren't
as long as the laughs overpower the crickets, you're doing fine. That's what we're all shooting for.
It's interesting is you're the only guy with hair, or only person with hair in the room, pretty much.
Yeah, what's up with that? Yeah.
And it's luxuriant, I must say. I'd love to touch
it. It's 1979. Go ahead. You can say it.
That's really nice.
If I had to describe his hair
really
and I knew the word luxuriant,
bachelor number two,
that would be the word I would go for.
It's beautiful. Do you put a lot of product in that? It's wonderful.
No, it
doesn't
just
look like it. Looks
would you like to feel my mustache hair?
Depends where I'm feeling it.
Yeah. So... I didn't think you swung that way.
No, I don't.
You were very clear last time we talked.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not into the guys.
Whom are we going to offend today, Emery?
I don't. You know, it's funny. You think we're here to offend, but we really are just here to be us.
We are.
We are just here to be us.
But listen, it's a byproduct. It's a natural, consequence.
Now,
of
listen,
being us.
As a Jew.
Yes, sir.
You're Jewish?
No, I'm talking to him.
Okay.
As a Jew, I say, what's your take on this Catholic shit?
You know, it's very interesting to us. We've always been confused by a singular authority in a religion, because Jews, we don't have that. We have a chief rabbi of the State of Israel, but if you're going to pass laws for all Jews to follow, you got to have the men of the Great Assembly. You got to have 120 guys in there that are all going to vote. If there's somebody that's going to pass a judicial case on a civil matter for a specific person, individual.
Is that where the word Jew comes from?
So
judicial.
I never even realized.
But,
you don't have a king Jew or anything.
We do not have a king Jew.
Yes, I do. Moses. Moses is as close to Muhammad as you guys get.
I'll give you that one.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, indeed.
I just say that as a Jew,
you got to learn.
Vic
you just
Cohen,
jump fucking in.
I love it. I absolutely love what's going on. I love the Pope. I love the pageantry. I love the outfits.
You love the dress.
Oh, true.
I love the outfits. You don't swing that way.
No, but Judaism, if you're a rabbi, you're wearing a black suit and a beard and a hat.
That's true.
It is a black hat. And
for the Orthodox, it's a little boring.
But the Pope, the guy's got
those
style.
Those hats look like you could hide a blade in those hats, man. They're fucking... The ones the flat guy hat?
I actually wear on the eve of Yom Kippur, on Kol Nidre for Jews, I wear a similar hat. The cantor wears a very high, kind of a mitre, they call it.
And just for clarification, Gary Shapiro is a cantor.
I am.
Which is not to say a
he's
rabbi.
Not a decanter.
If you see white smoke coming out of my mouth, it means I've chosen a new pipe.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Thank you.
Nicely done. I just find it awful. I think it's just... awful.
What, the Pope?
The whole Catholic fucking shenanigans. Mm. They've just become these kid fucking hiders. Mm. You know what I mean? These assholes that are... And who'd they pick, by the way? I don't even follow the news.
We have a new Pope.
They're calling him Pope
Francis. No, we don't have a new Pope.
Yeah, no, he's all of ours.
They have a new Pope.
No, the Pope is all of ours.
He's from South America, I believe.
I was excited. I was watching.
Why are you so excited about this cunt?
Because I live in the world.
Evidently, this is all I heard this afternoon. Evidently, he's from a very poor background, and he's a guy that, rode the bus to work, insisting instead of driving himself, he cooks for himself. And he doesn't, go for any of the pageantry.
It's a new hippie.
They got a guy that's
George
evidently a man
Mario
of the
Bergoglio
people, supposedly.
Or something like that.
Exactly. And they're going to call him Pope Francis.
Emery, you don't understand. As Jewish people, we can't be hateful.
Okay.
So
why not?
Because we're not allowed. We've been killed so many times. No, but we're not allowed
That's
you are.
That's not why you were killed. You were killed because you're fucking too quiet and meek. All right? You got to be a dick once in a while, Vic, or they will come exterminate you.
Well,
now figure that shit out.
Maybe I didn't learn.
You're next on the fucking list, my friend.
I hope not.
I spit on my microphone.
I feel as a Jewish guy, I'm like too scared to hate anyone.
Do you think that's true, Gary?
Yeah.
Come on.
And also, on the other thing is.
We're allowed to stand up and hate.
Yeah, but to hate the Pope for being the Pope. I mean,
He's actually expressing a Jewish law. It's in the Hebrew Bible.
That's why I like having a cantor on, man.
Yom Kippur,
every time I have a cantor on this show, he is so quick to make up shit.
We have a very curious verse in Hebrew.
Yeah.
It says, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdof. Tirdof means you shall pursue or you shall run after. Tzedek is translated as justice or righteousness, and the rabbis ask, why does it repeat that word? Justice, justice shalt thou pursue, or righteousness, righteousness.
And pursue the truth.
The rabbi's commentary is we not only have to vigorously pursue the truth, but you have to do it in a just way. You have to, you can't make the ends justify the means don't justify the ends.
Yeah.
You have to pursue justice in a just
exactly.
manner.
That's exactly
that's
what
why
I was going to say.
That was what he was talking about. That's
the man
why
is
he
brilliant.
Was being careful.
Is that what you were talking about?
Exactly.
Now, Vic, you believe in God, right?
Yes, I do. I do believe in it.
Okay.
I'm surprised you don't know. Actually, when you invited me to the show, I felt sorry for you guys.
Why?
Yeah.
That is amazing.
I just felt bad for you two.
That's amazing.
Why? We feel great.
To live life without God or anything.
6 million of my ancestors
define God.
Oh, have you opened up a can of worms, my friend?
Oh, I just feel bad.
You have no idea what whoop-ass is in store for you.
What is your definition of God?
Well, I mean, first of all, I don't have a problem. I think you guys are great as human beings. I love you.
Stop it with the nice shit,
I feel sorry for you.
Fuck your fucking...
It's got to be lonely. You guys just have each other and those people in your chat room. That's a lonely
life. Have
a quarter million downloads a month, my friend.
Okay, so a quarter million lonely people.
I'm telling you.
Well, here's the deal. I believe
you times that by three, and that's slightly more than we're killed in. Never mind.
Well, here's my feeling that something I have to believe. I do believe. I don't have to.
Yeah.
Just because if I believe there's no God, then I'm playing God. And I'm not going to do that.
That's the
How
dumbest fucking mathematics
God?
I've ever heard in my fucking life.
If I think I know everything, then I'm
retarded.
God.
That is, goddamn it, that is Disneyland bullshit.
I don't think I know everything.
Well,
no.
if I have the nerve to believe that, to say there is no God, I believe I'm playing God, and therefore I don't want that responsibility.
He's saying,
he's saying
morality
unicorns?
Is subjective. There is no such thing.
Well, wait
as
a minute. Wait, you stop it for a minute, Gary Shapiro.
Exactly, that's what I was saying.
Stop pulling this guy out of the shit.
That's what I was saying.
Vic Cohen,
that's not what you're
wait
saying.
A minute.
C-O-H-E-N.
Do you believe in unicorns?
You know what? That's a great question.
It's a fucking valid question, and you know the answer.
I don't
bullshit
know. I
me.
Can't say
oh,
it.
Oh, fuck off!
I can't say
you fuck off!
How do I know? I'm not going to play God.
Is there anything you don't believe?
You know what? I believe. What do I don't? I have to think about that.
There's got to be something you don't believe. Do you think Hitler didn't kill a bunch of Jews?
I believe that happened.
Then you're not playing God. You're fucking using some evidence to come to some fucking conclusion.
It means that Hitler...
No. Here's the bottom line.
Oh,
when
God.
Somebody doesn't believe in God, it doesn't mean they're playing God. It means they're looking at the evidence. They're looking at the facts. And they're not using something called, and it's fucking insidious and harmful,
Emery,
faith. They're
this
not
is...
using faith
Emery,
to base what they believe.
Emery, this is
what?
Why I'm upset.
Oh,
and
that?
Worried about you.
What
Look
you
how
mean?
Worked up you get. If you had God in your life,
buddy,
or some belief in something big.
Long.
I want you to live a long, happy life. I'm worried about you.
I want you to define this God that you believe
you
in.
Go.
I don't have to define that God.
I'm asking you to.
I believe there's an energy of some sort. Mm. I can't explain it.
So it's
an energy.
I don't want to pretend.
Goddamn lights over
if
here.
I knew, I would be God. But I'm not. So I can't sit and pretend.
Well, how do you
I,
know it's there?
I've got
I got to stop you right there. I got
to
stop
you. Okay,
you don't buy this bullshit, right?
No, he does.
No, Gary.
And it's not bullshit, Gary.
I was going to try to come in between you two and
do it.
And
do it.
Remember that scene in Star Wars? Where they're all
no, I
they're
don't.
Shooting the
I saw the first one. Is it in the first one?
I think so.
Okay, we might be lucky on this.
They're
Go
shooting.
Ahead.
They're shooting the Minox, whatever those are, the fucking bat creatures are.
Yeah.
And then the floor of the cave is soft, and he goes, "This isn't a cave, or this isn't a cave."
They're on the belly of an animal.
Right. Yeah. And they have to fly out of there, and you see it was
I
actually a creature
that.
The whole time. And it's a common device in science fiction.
Yeah.
That you're stepping on a rock. Oh, that's no rock. It's yeah. a blah, 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 whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Here's the religious.
Goddamn dirty apes.
What? Now, you know the new quantum physics that we're talking about, where science is telling us that even we can't even prove that reality physically exists, because even the very observation of a subatomic particle defines its existence. It doesn't exist until we can actually observe it in one place.
Before you
thing,
do
right?
what you do so well,
go
before
ahead.
You do what you do so well,
go ahead.
I have to jump in and tell
please.
You that isn't what science says.
Go ahead.
That's what you just
Correct
did.
It, please,
was you simply regurgitated what the press says about really complex quantum physics.
Right. I was purposely dumbing it down. Obviously, there's a lot more to
no,
it.
No. There's not a lot more to it.
Go
there's
ahead.
A lot less to it. Science isn't saying that we can't define based on the fact that at some point an atom might be in two places at once.
Correct.
Okay? They're not saying that we can't define whether or not we exist. What that is that's nutty philosophy coming out of jagoffs on Fox News and other science shows that
Tell
aren't
you
really
what.
Doing science, like
let's,
the History Channel.
Let's table the perspective
I just, perceptual
I just
got to, if you go off
I'm,
the cliff,
for
the,
no, I'm no, fading no. out here. Can,
on
let's
the,
get
on
to the
on the quantum level. You would agree that what science, one of the things that science is showing on the quantum level is that everything in some way is interconnected. Correct? That's what the theory of everything would be, that all the fundamental forces of the universe, gravity, electromagnetism, strong force, weak force, are all some way.
It's not there for God.
No, I'm not saying that it is.
Don't jump.
I'm not saying that it is.
Okay.
Don't fall for that. For the sake of discussion, I will say everything is interconnected.
Right. Like, remember,
I will agree.
On a past show, we talked about the idea of the Higgs field that was tossed out, mm-hmm. that the Higgs boson would indicate that there is existence of some sort of field that gives mass to everything.
Yes.
Okay. So this field that interconnects everything throughout the universe is it's perfectly fine for science to leave it as it is and be it a very cool thing that everything's interconnected.
Yeah.
Religion is saying that's not a cave. That thing that you're poking that interconnects everything, the living force, the energy field that always was before the universe was created and always will be after everything always implodes or whatever the fuck it's going to end up doing, that living thing there, that's a conscious energy that has some sort of will.
I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm excited to be here with you two because I feel God in this room. And it's cool that you two, who don't even admit its existence.
He hasn't.
I feel God. This exchange of words, this of ideas, that to me is God.
You're crazy.
You feel God because I just shaved my balls before the show. We'll be right back after this.
You're
listening to Ardent Atheist on the GoCast Network, ardentatheist.com, and available at the iTunes Store. More after this unavoidable interruption.
We've had a lot of people ask us about the comedy sketch clips that we play from the vile comedy album Chaos Radio. So we are making it available to you. You can buy your favorite tracks from the 23-track record individually for $1, or you can buy the entire recording for $18.
That's a big savings.
Go to gumroad.com/EmeryEmery. That's G-U-M as in murder, R-O-A-D.com/EmeryEmery, and get a slice of comedy that should never have been made, let alone sold to living human beings.
If you need to hug someone's wife, now's the time.
You're listening to the GoCast Network.
Before you hit fast forward, listen to this.
It's the big hot rockin', nonstop, and less talkin', boss shockin', hit knockin', finger poppin', yankin', crankin', hiney spankin', wham bam, thank you ma'am, 50,000 watt blowtorch of rock and roll! That is the Dick and Darren Show.
Dick and Darren downloaded 185 episodes. It's pretty good for you. You'll like it. Up in your ear hole.
On the GoCast Network.
How you doing? We're the Farley Brothers.
I'm John Farley.
I'm Kevin Farley.
And I'm Carissa Costa.
And we're Farley Brothers Radio.
Tuesdays at noon Pacific Central Time, Pacific Standard Time,
or whatever it is.
Pacific Standard.
Just tune in to the GoCast Network.
And we also have tweeting at,
Farley Brothers Radio
on the tweet.
And we're on the GoCast Network.
GoCast Network.
GoCast Network.
Buck Starr here, Greg Seitz, whatever my name is. Greg Buck Starr Seitz, CEO of GoCast Network.
And I'm Gary Garver, formerly of, I don't even want to mention that asshole's name, from the GoCast Network, program director of the GoCast Network.
Weren't you on Journey?
Yeah, that was it. Sammy Hagar, they say.
Sammy Hagar. And you know what? We got some sick new technology. You can check us out with Viddy.
What the hell's Viddy, Greg? I have no idea what that is.
Viddy is Instagram, Twitter combined for a great 15-second video experience where you'll see awesome clips and fun stuff.
Wow, I can't wait to check that out. Where do we go?
Viddy.com? I think so.
Okay, cool.
Hey guys, this is Danny Trejo, and when I'm in Huntington Beach, I go to my favorite restaurant, The Second Floor. The Second Floor has my favorite food, and man, you have to see their colossal burger. You need a damn machete just to cut them. And they were just voted the best fusion art restaurant. Tattoo art from some of the biggest names like Jack Rudy and Rick Walters. Every Thursday night, art shows featuring legends to local artists come in. And you can meet them in person. You can buy the art right off the walls. And all sales go right to the artists. After 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, well-known DJs spinning an eclectic mix of music. And you've got to check out their late-night menu. Go visit them on the web. Check out their great menu, upcoming art shows, and your favorite DJ. Located at 126 Main Street, downtown Huntington Beach. Second Floor. I'll see you there.
We're back on the GoCast Network.
And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Gary Shapiro and Vic Cohen. These guys are Jews. Thanks for being here, guys.
Sorry. You know, can I just ask one thing? You know, in honor of you two atheists here, I was wondering if I could just you know, I'm way past my bar mitzvah age, but I actually remember some of my Torah portion. I was wondering if anyone's ever recited any of their Torah portion here on the show.
No, the only thing like that that's ever happened is we had a guy once during a break. He went to slide off of the stool to go to the bathroom, and he got his ass caught on a nail.
Really? So, would you like just a few?
And he screamed.
We can make a little history here.
It was awful.
I might have stood up a few. V'atat titzaveh, epnei Yisrael, v'yiga lecha shemen zaitzach, ketitz lamor. That's what I remember the most.
You said teats.
Nice. Teats. Nicely done.
V'atat titzaveh, epnei Yisrael, v'yiga lecha shemen zaitzach.
Man, the children of Israel. Very nice.
Thank you. And that's a long time to remember that, because that, guys, it meant that much to me and still does.
Right, right. Yeah, that's what indoctrination into a cult
does to you.
I'm glad that you were able to show just how powerful
the chant.
But I've had my chance. Hey, listen, I could.
What's it mean? What's it all about? Why do you learn?
It's a connection. It's our history.
I mean, and for the record, one of the things we do on the show, we have people on the show all the time who believe all kinds of different things. And I get emails from people going, you're really tolerant of people's beliefs. It's kind of cool. And today I think I'm going to get the opposite because I'm really fucking with Vic.
You can. I come really here welcoming that.
Why
I'm very happy.
Sorry
I love being
for us, Vic. Talk
I feel
to me about
sorry
that.
For you because there's so much anger. And if you felt.
There's not a bunch of anger.
He is really pressing your religious agenda. It's very interesting. I've never actually seen that on your show.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I thought that's what this is about.
Oh, okay.
You can do what you want, but I want you to be honest, but
just
here's the bottom
FYI.
Line.
Well, no, I know, but
why do you think? First of all, you do understand the difference between
ardent.
Yeah, well, not ardent. I'll tell you
that
the
means
word.
A hard, serious, no wiggle,
zealous.
Well, no, when somebody gets into a heated discussion,
yes,
it doesn't necessarily mean that they're angry.
Okay,
it means
passion.
It means that they're passionate.
Okay.
That's exactly the word.
Okay,
and so I'm very passionate, and here's why.
Yeah,
I think religion harms people deeply.
Really?
Yeah, I think one of the least harmful religions I would argue would be Buddhism.
I think,
and
of
that and others of that ilk. But right there, really close to Buddhism.
Please don't.
It's going to be Judaism. And the reason that I think that Judaism deserves to be on kind of a special shelf is because most of the guys I know really don't fucking take it seriously at all. Mm. And you don't really have the hell thing, it seems like.
No.
Some say they do.
No, we focus on today.
Wait a minute. Some say that there is a hell. I know there's a purgatory that apparently you can, with enough gold, buy yourself out of. But but if none of that's true, if none of it's true, if there is no God, it's insidious that people are being indoctrinated into it.
Well, with the Judaism, the biggest thing for me is we're dust to dust. We don't live for the future.
Right,
for
listen, that's one of the things
about repentance and you're good forever.
Yeah, the people I know who are Jewish, I'm very much aware of how kind of open they are. You know what I mean? He and I go back and forth on the religion thing.
Yeah.
And he's just got a great attitude.
And Emery and I have had some great, great discussions, and always in a spirit of friendship. And I will tell you why Jews and atheists get along so well. A, Jews absolutely love passionate argument as well. We grow up with it in the yeshivas. Rabbis are trained with it.
Yeah.
You buddy up and you argue with each other. You would have, you'd have been kicked out on your
Yeah, education. I would
have. Well, the truth is, you could, Emery. You could become a rabbi. You know,
exact kind of a mind of exactly who you'd want to question everything.
Well, it's amazing when you say that.
He would talk himself out of it.
I would. It sounds like you've got this open mind, and I've heard this from Jews before where they talk about you're encouraged to question.
The very name Israel, Yisrael, means struggle with God.
I understand.
Okay.
That. Yeah. Struggle with fiction.
Right.
Listen.
Struggle with life and reality and the whole idea.
But Gary, honestly,
right.
You really, when you came in here the first time you were on my show, and we were talking about proof, you were talking about how the only religion, I don't want to put words in your mouth, I've forgotten what your language was, you can correct me when I get it wrong. Judaism is the only religion that has proof that God spoke to people or whatever. It was about the Million Man
If
March.
You wanted to argue that one religion is provably true...
That was how you
there's
put it.
There's a rational path to discussing that, but
what was it? It had to do with the lineage all the way back to the people
has
who
to do with the fact that the
claimed they saw Moses.
All the people at Mount Sinai. Yeah, it was a national revelation to hundreds of thousands of people at a time, as opposed to one guy saying he saw a vision.
And when we had
that
discussion, I couldn't get you to understand that there's no proof. None.
But there's no proof.
Hold
there
on. Vic, let me finish.
Right.
There's no proof whatsoever that God spoke to those people.
Right.
The only thing you offered was that you guys are good bookkeepers, which we fucking knew that. I live in L.A.
Well, we agreed. What we ended up agreeing on was that there must have been some sort of national event or event that happened to enough people that convinced them to pass along this system of laws, among which are laws that are pretty fucking burdensome.
We agreed that something must have happened.
Right.
We didn't agree that something magical or something supernatural happened.
Exactly right. That's
but
where we left
that
off.
That something that happened with Joseph Smith, and it happened with Jesus Christ.
Those
or
are
some
all
other
individuals.
People,
did not happen to a large group of people at the same time. Judaism is the only one.
And there was the distinction.
Right.
You but don't it, have but, proof.
But
see, there, you didn't.
Neither
you don't
case
have
is a proof.
Proof. All you had.
Right.
You don't have proof that. That God spoke to multiple people.
Correct.
And you've given that some sort of magical power, some sort of we're better than everybody else because we can prove this.
That's the problem.
It's
really been interpreted that way as better than everybody else, and it was never meant to be that.
But when you say we're the only religion that has X, you've just done
Well, that's Gary. No, I've never heard that.
You've made a factual distinction but based on the fact that it was a revelation to a large group as opposed to a single individual. That's not saying anything's better or worse. I'm not putting any judgment on that. I'm just saying.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not on the Jewish website.
However,
can we run that back again, please?
However,
he just said
if you're trying to, if you're trying to,
religion that had a bunch of,
but that's not a talking point for Jews.
Regardless of,
it is right now.
It actually is. But the idea being that since there cannot be any proof, if you're talking about which arguments hold more weight, the one that has more witnesses attached to it is the answer.
You don't have witnesses attached to this, Gary. That's what I tried to tell you last time. What you have is you have
a
lineage of people that goes way, way back to that point in time.
Exactly.
We don't have proof those people saw it. There's no proof. It's what you're offering is this weird circumstantial connection, and it doesn't prove shit. It doesn't prove that anybody saw anything ever at Mount Sinai. That there is an oral line of story.
Of tradition. For this particular story about national revelation.
And
that's
presuming
correct.
that's something other than just invented stories being spread throughout thousands and then millions and then billions of people
is
just absurd.
Not really, because if it were possible that it was not true, we're kind of notorious for questioning shit, and somebody would have said something over the last how many centuries has it been?
Yeah.
And these commandments, like I said, some of which were burdensome, are passed on with such a force of law that somebody had to believe something supernatural occurred. It's not, again, it's not a proof that anything supernatural occurred.
I believe someone believed
the
supernatural thing occurred.
Right. And atheism, and by the way, all of our rabbis...
I believe you believe it too.
Absolutely. But all of our rabbis say that the atheist is very necessary in the scope of creation.
Stop jacking me off.
It's true.
Yeah, it's not true.
No, it's true because you want people to get off their ass. There's a danger of, which you speak of all the time, too much religion by people thinking that God's going to take care of everything themselves and they don't have to get off their ass and do anything. The atheist is the one who helps motivate people without the need for there to be God in the picture, and Judaism thinks that's very important.
Well, you described Jews
we know
as
there
really
are people.
Stellar people, and you left out the word shifty, which I hear a lot. So
I'll give you that one, too.
But you've not heard this story at all, Vic?
What, about that we are the only people that is a
have
group?
A national revelation.
I would say that Gary here is like, you know, he's a conservative rabbi. He works in Orthodox synagogues. I'm more like your typical American Jew. Like, I don't eat lobster, but I will eat pepperoni. You know, like lobster's, not kosher because it's a shellfish. But then there's something about pork.
So you're a picking
Jews.
You're a picking Jew.
A la carte. He's an a la carte Jew.
A
la carte.
Yeah, I mean,
don't you think God
I'm
has
more
laws
like American.
And he's going to punish you if you don't do what he says?
The God that I believe in isn't as punishing as the Orthodox God.
So you're
God.
Making your own God. Now we're starting
my
to move
God.
Toward what
XYZ.
Yeah. Heather wants you to define your God.
Yeah.
And I would very much like
well,
you to define
God,
your
my God.
God.
My God allows me to define my God.
Is that true, Gary? Does the God that you believe in? You both are calling yourself Jews, so I'm presuming that there's something in common here.
I'm the cool Jew.
Besides the hat.
There are some things that are not on the table for discussion, and there are some things on which there is wiggle room.
Can you name one thing that isn't, there's no wiggle room?
There's only one God.
Give me one.
That God would be eternal and infinite?
Yeah. The Muslims' gods, they do that too.
But no matter what part of Judaism you are, the Shema.
You're listening to Ardent Atheist on the GoCast Network, ardentatheist.com, and available at the iTunes Store. More after this insufferable disruption.
Good news, everyone.
We have a premium ad-free service. Do I sound like him at all? We already give you a free hour of entertainment, but the premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute show. It's only $10 per year. We also have another option. That's the pay more if you want button. If you want to give us more money, we'll give away some subscriptions to the needy. So be generous. Support the show. We're not paid to do the show. Thanks for your help if you've helped out. If you can't help out, drop me an email and tell me you can't. Some people have already paid for you. If you can afford it, go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe. Thank you so much to all of you who listen. If you want to slice someone up who's crossed you, do it now.
You're listening to the GoCast Network.
Hey, guys, this is Danny Trejo. And when I'm in Huntington Beach, I go to my favorite restaurant, The Second Floor. The Second Floor has my favorite food. And, man, you have to see their colossal burger. You need a damn machete just to cut them. And they were just voted the best fusion art restaurant. Tattoo art from some of the biggest names like Jack Rudy and Rick Walters. Every Thursday night, art shows featuring legends to local artists come in. And you can meet them in person. You can buy the art right off the walls. And all sales go right to the artists. After 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, well-known DJs spinning an eclectic mix of music. And you've got to check out their late-night menu. Go visit them on the web. Check out their great menu, upcoming art shows, and your favorite DJ. Located at 126 Main Street, downtown Huntington Beach. Second Floor. I'll see you there.
All right, I am Ben Morrison and...
E. Greg Wilson.
Here to talk to you about our hit podcast, A Jew and a Mexican, an oral history of a couple of idiots. The way A Jew and a Mexican works is every week, Wilson and I pick a different topic, a different theme, a different idea, and tell our often heartbreakingly true stories...
And hilarious.
...on said topic.
That's right. It's sort of like This American Life on acid.
Actually, there was a really good story about acid on the drugs episode.
Yeah. And you get to try and figure out which one of us is the Jew.
And which one of us is the Mexican.
We're not telling.
It's a mystery even to us. Catch Jew and a Mexican every week on the GoCast Network Wednesday. Fuck.
Damn it.
A Jew and a Mexican, Tuesdays, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, GoCastNetwork.com.
Yeah.
Hey, these are the Farley Brothers on Farley Brothers Radio. I'm Kevin Farley.
I'm John Farley.
I want you to go and look for Paranormal Movie on Amazon.com. It's out April 9th.
Yeah, it's a hilarious movie about a parody of the paranormal movies.
It's starring Maria Menounos, Tom Sizemore, Eric Roberts, John Farley, who plays Jack Goff.
Yep. Nikki Whalen.
Nikki Whalen. It's an awesome movie. Go check it out on Amazon.com. April 9th, it's coming out. Type in Kevin Farley, Paranormal Movie.
Yo, this is Rowdy Roddy Piper. You're listening to Rod Pod. I got something free for you. Gamefly. You get it free. You save it for 15 days. Play it all you want. No late fees. Get it back where you want. Got every game. 8,000 games. They got the Legends of Wrestling. My son Cole plays that.
And I don't play it as you. I play it as The Rock.
You're The Rock in the Legends of Wrestling?
It's the only guy I can put The Rock bottom on you.
Do you know what he cooks?
No, but I bet it smells delicious.
Gamefly. 8,000. Be Roddy Piper.
We're back on the GoCast Network.
And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense. You can believe him. We're talking with Gary Shapiro.
Hey.
And Vic Cohen.
Hello.
Moderate Jew. So, listen, back to the Pope. Today, someone was talking about this whole Pope crap. And somebody who does a show here. I was hanging out at the studio earlier. And he was saying... Just the mere mention on his shows, his comedy shows, of Pope and religion, and people really come unglued. And, you know, I haven't done stage in a while. And when I start doing stage again, people are fucked. I realized today, I've made this general statement before, but it kind of hit me hard. People who don't have a good argument hide behind a fence. When people come up to this guy.
Offense,
who,
not offense.
Oh, offense. Did it sound like I said offense?
A little bit. Behind offense. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was interesting.
I'm a radio man. I don't know how to anything. So hide behind being offended. They claim they're offended. Oh. It's the last hiding spot of the non-intellectual. Or someone who just doesn't have an argument, you know?
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree,
it's
absolutely.
It's really awful. And that's another thing about Jews. I mean, Jews tend to be really, really well-versed, A, in what they believe, and B, in world matters. And you don't
Well,
tend...
here's one thing I have to say. I do...
You don't believe in global warming, Vic?
No. Oh. I do get offended by, I mean, you're going to maybe say I'm hiding behind it, but I don't like Jew jokes. I don't like Holocaust jokes.
So this show's killing you.
No, so far it's been good. No problems. Well, but I mean, does that mean I'm hiding?
Let's talk
that?
About it. How come?
Because I find that too many people died in it, and I don't find it funny.
Right.
I just don't. I think it's cheap. It's too easy to talk about ovens and, you know, all that. I just
say the same way. You know, for the Vatican, you mentioned the Pope, and people go right to the pedophilia jokes. It's the same kind of a knee jerk.
Yeah, you know, I tend not to make jokes about the whole pedophilia thing. I mean, I don't think there's.
Well, I've
any...
got several great ones. If
do
you want.
You really? We booked you for a reason, Gary.
Well, come on.
It clearly wasn't for the pay.
You know, if the smoke coming out of the Sistine Chapel is tan and gray, it means they have chosen a new taupe. I just thought I would throw that in.
Why do they have to have this secret clandestine conclave? Is that what it is? Right.
Why can't they just
the
Twitter?
Why do they have to have this secret? Yeah, right?
It's like they
I
don't know about
some. Some pope instituted it because of the interregnum. The last time when there was like 3 years where there was like no pope or something.
Yeah.
So they said, he said, fuck it. You guys, we're going to lock you in a fucking room and you got to pick one.
Oh, I see.
So I think some
pope. It's a sequester thing.
Exactly.
I see.
Sequester. I just met her.
One thing I don't really like about the whole pope thing is that I find there's a lot of ageism. You know, they never let anyone under 70.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like there's a glass ceiling or a floor
or
something.
And ageism also, only cardinals that are under 80 can vote.
Right.
And they only like
once
Catholics.
Once you're too old, they figure...
Well, there were two black Jews up
I wanna be,
in the running.
I just don't think there's enough room at the inn. I mean, I think they have to limit how many people converge on the Popal House. What is it?
Do you think
it's crazy that today I was actually excited? I was going around the office saying we've got a pope.
It's weird to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it just because it's part of our world. He's a leader of some sort, even though I'm not a follower.
He's also homophobic.
Well, I'm not
does
saying.
Does that bother you?
Yeah, but that's not the point for me. It's just that it's interesting to see as part of the civilization.
At what point do you hold someone responsible for their beliefs and actions? That's what I want to know, Vinny.
Right. Well,
I hold the Catholic Church. Highly, highly responsible, completely and totally responsible for every boy's ass that gets reamed by a fucking preacher.
Right,
every goddamn one of it. And they're hiding it.
I don't like that.
And this pope doesn't have to be fucking voice to fuck them, by the way. The only thing you have to do to fuck a little boy is to put lies in their mind. And that's what these people do.
By the way, you know what? Let me play BJ for a second, because I'm sure he would want to say Judaism
Thank
is not
you.
Exempt from that either. We have cases where rabbis have done
He came on recently to bring this to...
Horrible cases. I knew he would want to mention that, so I'm doing that on his behalf.
Nicely done.
Thank
You're
you.
You're such a stellar cat.
You have to tell the truth.
You do have to tell the truth. There have been both allegations and proofs that there have been rabbis, I guess,
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
To catch a predator. Did you see that rabbi in To Catch a Predator?
There was not a rabbi.
Yeah, there was. Wow.
There was a rabbi?
Yeah. It's really sad. I feel bad for him.
What I hate about To Catch a Predator is they haven't caught a predator yet. You aren't a predator till you actually get caught fucking the kid. Okay? Chatting dirty with the kid and showing up with beer still doesn't make you guilty. That's what pisses me off about that show.
Well, they stopped shooting
that
for
show,
a reason.
And I think its ratings would have gone through the roof if they had done it right and went ahead and let the guy fuck the kid. That's how you get numbers, and that's how you catch a fucking predator.
Cannot argue
He's
with that.
You gotta fuck the kid.
Right.
Crack the mousetrap on it, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Gross.
Well, most of those guys got off. No pun intended.
The difference being,
is that
of course,
true? Is that true?
A lot of them did that, but yeah, it's entrapment.
We got to look this up. I want to find
their lives are ruined
The additional problem, of course, within the church is you've institutionalized it, and there's a series of cover-ups, and
right.
then once you start doing that, and there's a hierarchy of
the minute I know that a holy man is covering up child rape,
right.
I question everything
right.
that guy holds to be true.
Right. You have to.
I question everything that belief system Absolutely. Holds to be true. It falls apart for me.
And
so the Catholics are full of shit, the Muslims are
Everybody
full of shit, and the Jews
shit.
Are full of shit.
What happens if the Pope doesn't do anything about it?
Well, I mean, it starts at the top. I mean, I think the Pope is responsible.
It does start with the top.
Well, let's, you know sometimes what? The bottom it's and then certainly, the top.
It's certainly going to be one of the first issues he'll have to address.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, they never do.
Well, he's got to know it. I mean, you know.
They do in a roundabout way, but this guy is actually of the people, and we think
here's
that
what
he
they
might... I'm gonna hope that he can, that it's good for the world. I think when we're saying it was good that the Pope was selected, we mean that there's a little more stability now to the chaos that is there within the church system.
I want the chaos to continue, and I want it to fall.
Oh,
I want everybody in the world to look and point derisively at the assholes that are protecting pedophiles and at the assholes that are taking money out of people's pocket under the lie that Xenu is the god that's going to give them everlasting life.
Emily's talking about Scientology.
All of them, Scientology. But every fucking lie needs to be held. They're all
exposed.
Ponzi schemes.
But you should be not. I mean, I hate to say this, but this is actually good for your business. The whole Catholic.
I don't
pedophilia.
Make a business of this. This is
because
my business.
It helps the.
I am a comic.
Atheist.
I'm a writer. I'm a filmmaker.
Atheism
this is not my business. I am
the ardent atheist.
I am an activist, though. I will admit
I mean, it does
to
help
that.
You.
I am an anti-theist, and I am an activist.
We wish it wasn't true.
Absolutely,
it helps the arguments you make.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying you're rooting for them to have sex with little boys.
You know, there can be people
nice way
who
to turn
aren't
it
religious.
On me, Vic.
People
wow,
aren't religious
Vic made
molest
me
boys.
The bad guy. I'm the guy that bought the fucking snuff film based on his mathematics. Go ahead.
What? I know you're saying.
You don't have to be Jewish to molest boys. You know, you don't have to be Catholic.
No, I understand. I understand.
Molest boys. You can be anything.
I can then?
If you wanna.
Yay!
Here's what they want to stop with the molesting. They should let priests marry. It's crazy they can't. And they should stop with all the costumery.
Let's talk about that. Why do we think that priests are fucking little boys? It really bothers me because I'm pro-homosexual. I think that we should let them get married. They should be able to do everything we can do, including going to Gelson's.
It's because they're trapped in a freaking room with little boys all the time. That's why.
Is
also,
it that simple?
If the smoke coming from the Sistine Chapel chimney smells like marshmallows, it means the Cardinals have chosen new peeps.
Nice.
I'm saving these.
Nice.
We'll sprinkle them throughout the show.
Really nice. Hey, the show's not long.
Sweet. That was sweet.
It was sweet.
I think the more you find sexual repression in a theology.
I don't think there is sexual repression. I think the problem is it's not repressed. They're having so much sex. I mean, I think there are a lot of if I were gay,
who do you think's having sex? With these priests?
I think the priests are having a lot of sex with each other.
Mm. Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. I think that was what that whole scandal was. I didn't read a lot of it.
The bathhouse?
The Pope, you know, the guy.
Someone once said to me that, and this bothers me, for the record, I've never really pieced together how awful this is. Maybe I'll do it right now. Someone once said to me there was a period in time when, we're talking like, you know, 40s and 50s and 60s, when a family discovered that they had a homosexual son, that they would say, you know what you got to do? Put him in the seminary.
The black sheep of the
Send him over there. They're going to fix him up. And so off he goes to become sexually repressed and only have boys available to him, and therefore you build this monster. Now, what bothers me about this is it suggests a connection that I don't think exists, a connection between homosexual and pedophilia. They're completely different things. I don't think...
Oh, right. Of course they are.
I don't think because
No one was saying that.
Yeah,
but it's good that you're clearing it up.
But do you see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
When I heard it, I was like, ooh, that's interesting. Then I got to thinking about it. That seems to be... And I'm not even sure it's true, by the way. That's the other thing. I don't even know how much validity there is to that particular claim. It's
a story
I heard.
You know, the root of seminary is seminary. I don't know if you know that.
Did you do a pun? Did a pun.
Yes, so it makes all makes sense.
Let me be very clear, Vic. Yes. Okay, just I want to illustrate something. Do you know how many, just last night, how many millions and millions of sperm died?
Yeah.
Just at your house alone.
And they're all over my chest right now. Not his, mine.
And you find it funny to joke about
that. That is mass murder.
And I just don't understand.
About genocide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't get it. You're offended by Jew jokes. But then you make that sperm joke.
I apologize.
And there are billions of sperm. There are entire civilizations that are dying
You have
right
spilled
now.
Your seed. You are the Onan of
how
comedy.
Many, how many sperm are in a load? What's the average? Do we know?
An 11 spoonful or an 10 cc's?
11 spoonful. Let's find out. A one?
Mr. Owl.
A two.
I'm sorry. I just chew up in my mouth a little.
Chew up.
No.
Very funny. So I like, listen, I like making fun of the awful. I really do. I think it's the key.
Making fun of what? I mean,
making fun of the awful.
Yeah.
Sure. Plus, if pedophilia is so wrong, how come kids are so damn sexy? Come on. Let's be honest.
See, there you go. I think that one of the best ways to get over the kind of trauma that comes from the things we're talking about, you know, being molested, rape.
Was anyone here molested or raped?
I was.
Yes.
Really?
Being a Jew. overcoming
persecution
that
in
awful,
general.
Yeah. I wasn't being funny. Right. That was funny, though, when you break it down. going through all of those things, having family members. I know both of you have a line to a tattooed person, theoretically, right?
Somewhere.
In theory.
My Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob?
Well, he has a sailor tattoo. It's
no, no, I meant
I know, the Holocaust.
So,
yeah.
So I think the best way to bring those things down, to completely dismantle their power, because they do have power over us. The uncle fucking me, my sister, the Holocaust, as you illustrated, it has power over you. I think the best way to bring that down, at least for me, not for everybody, it's very important, I think, to say that. Obviously not for you, Vic, but for many people, and me included.
And me.
Making fun of those things, it just takes the poison.
No, but you
out.
Know what bothers me? It's here's the deal, Emery. When someone, and this is, I know this is hypocritical, and you'll get all over this, but I don't like it in general, but it particularly bothers me when it's a non-Jewish person doing it, or doing a Holocaust joke, or if it's a Jewish person doing a Holocaust joke around non-Jewish people.
Now, wouldn't that just be called racism?
What happens?
Wouldn't that just be called racism, Vic?
What?
Why?
Why?
Yeah. Why?
I don't like it being perpetuated, but I don't know. I think
falls apart
I'll tell you
when
why.
You think
no,
about
I'll tell
it,
you
brother.
Why. No,
it's
I'll tell
like,
you why.
It's like somebody saying, "Don't talk about my mother because that's personal."
That's my mom. You're talking about motherfucker.
That's my mom.
Well, here I think it's because I'm so afraid that another Holocaust could happen.
Are you really?
But that won't make that
and
happen.
I don't
Is that
like,
a fear you carry, Gary?
That I don't.
I know a couple guys like this.
You always have to have the possibility in the back of your mind that they're coming for you. But
I mean,
I just feel like that is Hitler, and I'm not even setting up a joke here. It sounds like it is. I feel like that is Hitler affecting all of us throughout the rest of eternity.
It is,
and
I
think
I
it's harmful, and I think it's not the right way to approach.
We say never again is a big Jewish term. Like,
yeah, it's
never
awful.
Again. So in order to say never again, we have to remember.
Dude, you guys never had so much fucking attention.
Wow.
Thank you.
Just wow.
One giggle from the audience.
Just one. So. I never again. I don't know. I for a while, I like to say 9/11 2001.
We can,
that keeps in perspective how long ago those jackals got us on our soil.
We can go on the internet right now and find all kinds of quotes from all kinds of people currently right now running countries who are calling for the extermination of all Jews everywhere. That's not an unrealistic assumption.
So there is some hope.
Right.
We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Ardent Atheist on the GoCast Network, ardentatheist.com, and available on the iTunes Store. More after this intolerable intermission. And now, a special announcement.
This is a super big shout-out to a few of our listeners. Simon Magis, Kyle Delaney, Justin Harnish, Uno Me as Marty, Susie, Danielle Lucas, Nanonymity, Derek X, Donovan Baker, McJustice, Tombstone, Cameron Winters, and Joseph Swam. These were the people chatting on the award-winning Wall of Reason
last week.
We
won an award.
We won an award.
Keep posting, everybody.
Woo. We love seeing all your delicious content.
And now, back to Ardent Atheist. Nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Gary Shapiro and the very tender Vic Cohen.
I love what, you know, you guys are actually, both of you, Heather, Emma, you're very, very open-minded. It's true what you said, the others have said. I'm very impressed, actually.
What I try to do, honestly, people think that I'm this stoic jag-off that says there's no God. Fact is,
I'm this
stoic jack-off who says, if you think there's a God, gotta prove it. Those are the fucking rules to play by. And that Gary claims that that's how it's supposed to be. And so we agree on that point.
Absolutely. I think what you were saying about the taboo topics is necessary. It's a necessary evil is what I want to call it. But in order to ever get rid of something, you have to shine a light on it and expose it and talk about it.
But Gary,
so if you're saying a racist joke, let's say we say a horrible joke and that's offensive to so many people. And we do it right here on the
I'd
show.
I'd like to point out that right now, he's parsing six options. Gary is parsing six options, but minimum.
But then we discuss why that joke is offensive and why what it means to people, and somebody starts a discussion about it. Isn't it better to have
that's different than what goes on in the real world? People don't sit around and intellectually discuss, oh, that was an interesting racist joke.
Right.
Why is that interesting? Why is that important for us to evaluate?
But if they did, that would be the only way to get rid of something. Not discussing it and sweeping it under the rug is only a guarantee of perpetuating it.
I think it does happen, Vic. I think
you're wrong. Like oven jokes?
Absolutely.
They sit and talk about it?
Absolutely.
Not where I've been.
What about nigger jokes? I mean, me and my friends sit around and talk about it, and some of them aren't black.
Yeah, I don't.
In my circle
you don't.
Of friends...
Why?
There is no language that is taboo.
I need more black friends, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. I'm going to introduce you.
I feel it's racist to talk about black people that way. I mean, I'm offended for them, I guess. I don't know.
You don't have the right to be offended for them.
That makes me sick to my stomach. When I'm doing a show and a lady gets upset because I just did a crowd interaction piece with a guy in a wheelchair and I called him a gimp or something, the guy is howling laughing in the chair, and the lady comes up to management afterwards and says, what the hell's the matter? I want that guy fired! Fuck you!
I agree with you. I agree with
you. Get some useless limbs and come back and bitch, you cunt. I go a little overboard sometimes.
No, I agree. Well,
you're making a point.
What do you guys?
My point is, you stop being offended for others. You listen. I won't tell you.
No, I don't really live my life.
Parse your fear of being incarcerated and then burned and having millions of your brethren killed. I won't tell you how to parse that for sure.
Well, that's...
I would ask you not to tell anybody else how to parse it either. That would be my advice.
It's the whole idea, though, every taboo topic, rape jokes, AIDS jokes.
And rape jokes are hot these days.
Right.
I hate to say it. Like, you go to clubs, it's like...
9/11 jokes.
Yeah.
I mean, then there are a bunch of them, and people tell them.
Right.
Dana Gould actually has a very famous, funny routine about the context in which you have to make the joke in order for it to be funny.
I'm not sure he's going to do the show again, so what's the joke? Do you know the joke?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's hear it. It's Dana Gould joke.
Well, he starts off by saying, let's do some funny jokes about all those topics.
Uh-huh.
And then he says, you ever know any gay guys who are overweight, and then they suddenly lose a bunch of weight, and you have to have that awkward hello where you go, hey, you look great, and you don't quite know why.
Right.
And everybody's kind of awkwardly laughing, and he says, when you think about it, any whistle could be a rape whistle. Except for a slide whistle, which is really only appropriate for raping clowns. Don't you hate it after the circus when you follow a clown out to his car to rape him and you end up having to rape like 40 other clowns in the car? And these are all rape jokes that are funny, but I mean, they're not offending anybody, but he's cleverly put them in context.
And you have the balls to tell me rape ain't funny? Right fucking there. You just saw
funny rape. But that wasn't my material.
Rape. From Dana Gould.
Yeah, that was good.
That's really great. That's a good example.
Also, the patron saint of comedy, the Greek philosopher Hilarides, was raped to death. A lot of people don't know that. That is why rape is not funny.
Rape is a really great word to use and a concept to use when you're doing a craft that requires surprising people.
Ooh.
That's what we do. We are comics. And the art and the craft of comedy is to surprise people.
Right.
That's what it's about.
Right.
So someone's stepping in and going, I was raped, so don't say it. Fuck off. Go to a different show. There's a mime down the street. He's called Billy the Mime. You're going to love him.
He is great. He is great. I don't want to say anything against the Race Against Pediatric Ebola charity, but they should probably change their name, don't you think?
Yeah, no shit.
But it is hard to have a TV career as a comic if you're doing rape jokes and pedophile jokes.
No, it's not.
You're not going to be doing network sets.
First of all, I will knock down what you just said with two words, Bob's fucking Saget.
He does not do
my
that material
is,
on network TV. He does that at a club.
My point is, you can do exactly what he does as a comic artist and do television.
No, that's not my point.
My point was
can't do that material, that specific material, on TV. You can't, Bob Saget can't go and do molesting jokes on Leno.
Do you watch Louis C.K.?
Someone.
Watch it a lot. Get back to me. Because, yes, you can. And for the record...
Cable's different. I'm not trying to be...
Where the line... It comes through my TV. Where the line is constantly migrating. Just like our hair. It's always moving further and further back.
Speak for yourself.
And right now, I mean, honestly, when I started doing comedy, if I did a radio show on the internet, which we didn't have then, if I did, people would lose their minds if I said the word cunt. And now we use it like it's a comma. It always moves, guys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Much like your belief systems.
I heard the NAMBLA.
The North American Man Boy Love Association.
I heard they were having a conclave to choose their new slogan, and they had it down to four. There was "He who dies with the most boys wins." "Do let the sun go down on me." "No child's behind left." I think the winner was "Carpe rectum," if I'm not mistaken.
Nicely done, sir.
Thank you.
Nicely done. Is that all that you wrote? Because those were all gems.
Thank you. I have. You want more?
If you have more.
The best part was,
I know the writing process,
I've got
brother.
A great new impression of Bob Costas going through the drive-thru at El Pollo Loco. You're going to love this.
Nicely done.
Well, the best part is the way you were pretending as if you were thinking. It was a lot of acting, too. As if it was all
I was actually
moments.
Remembering, not yeah, thinking, okay. But
do
thank you.
Do you stand-up, Vic?
Yeah.
I've never seen you do stand-up. Yeah. I met you in a studio, and I presumed you were just a professional podcaster.
But no Jew jokes.
No Jew jokes.
I do more about my life and audience interaction.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So, I'm very surprising. A lot of my TV work has been hidden camera, and I like to live that world of being interactive in the moment in a club.
Yeah.
So a lot of my stuff's like that.
Also, being that his last name is Cohen, you know, he is from the priestly lineage, from the tribe of Levi.
High priest.
I don't know any of what you're talking
about. The word Kohen in Hebrew means a priest.
I thought it meant lawyer.
In Hawaii, the big kahuna, the high priest, kahuna is the priesthood. Anybody whose last name, Cohen, Kane, Kahn, Konigsberg, Kagan, Kogan, Kaplan, they're all priests from the tribe of Levi.
What do you not know?
All the lyrics to
no. See
70s
if you know that.
But what he's saying is having me here is a big deal.
He's amazing. Did you know this?
I know. Yeah, the Cohen's either high priests. I knew that. It's very special.
It's not just like when I looked up the meaning of my word. It meant knightly or kingly. I think Emery, the last name Emery, first name and last name are the same.
Right.
When I looked it up, I think that's what it said. Something like that.
Didn't mean pedicure.
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 No, I didn't mean Emery. Pedicure. Oh, right. Yeah.
Hello.
I used to have a headshot that had the definition of Emery, which was abrasive material. Perfect.
Mm.
That was pretty nice.
That was a good one.
I like that.
Do you still have any of those left?
No.
Damn it.
No.
So what do you guys think? I'm on J-Date.
Oh, yeah?
I am single for anyone listening.
Well,
VicCohen.com.
Great segue, by the way, Vic.
Yes.
Congratulations on that.
Yes, and I would be open to dating an atheist.
You guys would just be arguing the whole time.
No, I'm not that.
Way to bring it around.
I'm very open-minded.
How long have you been single?
Well, define that. I mean, except for being married for 3 years and 8 months.
Oh, really?
You know, because I'm always with God. No, I'm kidding. No, I would say
you're married to Jesus.
Yeah, no, I've been single on and off for years. Seven. Okay. I've been my longest relationship has been like 7 years or something.
Really?
But yeah, but I'd love to settle down.
My longest was not nine.
Okay.
Yeah. Started when I was 5 and ended when I was 14.
Oh.
I'll never forget the night he came in my room.
Oh. Wow.
Woke me up at 3 in the morning and said, "We need to see other relatives."
Oh. Do you think that, being that you guys are atheists, do you find that like silly that someone would be on J-Date like myself?
No, not at all.
One of my favorite things that I discovered recently is J-Date is owned by the same people who own the Christian Mingle site.
Yeah, that's true.
And that kills me right there. Somebody's just being an opportunistic. Someone is taking advantage of racism in a really significant way.
I am so tired of listening to other people's opinions. That's why I joined eMelody.com. only the sound of my own voice. Thank you. Oh, also, the girl I've recently been mentally fucking now tells me she's intellectually unavailable. Thank you.
Nicely done.
They also have a black dating, several different black dating
they do.
Sites. Yeah.
Chocolatebootknockin.com, I believe.
I'm
on plenty of gefilte fish.
There you go. There you go.
It's been working out very well.
Nicely done.
But they don't have any dating sites that are just like white people only.
No.
Dyke.com. No. Whitedating.com.
Does the KKK like have a waiting dating site, you think,
you know
or something?
What? Can I ask a question?
That'd be interesting.
Atheist
to find
people?
Out.
That would
be funny.
Guys,
what's the question?
How do we get here? Can we talk about that?
How do we get here?
You mean like existence in general?
Yeah, because I have a philosophy, an idea on this, or at least an argument what I think you're going to say.
Well, I presume it plugs into your belief in your God, right?
Well, should we say something first like that the atheists, if they're going to answer that question, what do you say? Just all, you know, random chaos?
Well, the answer to that question is really simple. I'd love to tell it to you, but that's it for the free hour.
Oh, no!
We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers later tonight. I want to thank our guests, Gary Shapiro, Vic Cohen. I want to thank our guest, Gary Shapiro, Vic Cohen. I also want to thank my co-host, Heather Henderson.
That's me.
Tune in next week when our guest will be...
More Jews. Why not?
Yeah, we got more Jews coming in. And we'll be talking about...
Whatever the hell we want.
You should have said that like in that.
Whatever the hell we want.
There we go. This has been the free version of episode 107. Another show that went off without a hitch.
We miss you, Hitch.
If you'd like to hear the full 90-minute premium ad-free show, go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe for a measly $10 per year. I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson. A huge thank you to our audio engineers, Dick Spenneberg and Jansen Lefevre. Our theme music courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson. Special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderator, Joseph, not a Jew, Swam, and our digital publicist and web guru, Cameron, maker of poo, Winters.
Ah, some characters mentioned on this podcast are completely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely wishful thinking. You've been listening to Ardent Atheist.
Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection.